This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the General Health Information Channel. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. On today's show, we are with Jill Shaw, the founder and CEO of Jill's List, an online marketplace for complementary, alternative, and integrative healthcare. Noticing a gap in healthcare in regards to integrative medicine, Jill created a trusted resource for patients, consumers, and employees to find credentialed, complementary, and alternative medicine practitioners. Jill, certainly a privilege to have you a part of eHealth Radio.
Thank you for having me.
You are very welcome. So what was the inspiration behind Jill's List?
So the inspiration for Jill's List really came from some personal experiences that I had trying to find practitioners. I had, when I delivered my first son, I had my first interaction with healthcare that was negative, and I lost a third of my blood in the delivery, and because of that, it took a long time to recover. And when I tried some of the suggestions from my doctor for recovery, they really weren't very effective, and a friend of mine had suggested that I try her acupuncturist. And so I went to see the acupuncturist who prescribed some Chinese herbs, and I felt better, significantly better, very quickly. And kind of not knowing that much about healthcare, never really interacting that much with the healthcare industry, I was surprised by what an amazing effect it had had on me and how little my doctors knew about what I had just done, and especially because it was so effective. And so I had called back the acupuncturist who I'd gone to see, and, you know, I was kind of amazed at the results and said, well, you know, what is it that you gave me? And, he said, these are herbs that most women in China take when they're recovering from childbirth, and they nourish the blood, and they do a number of things to, you know, kind of help you build back your stamina. And it made a lot of sense to me, but I also was surprised that it was so hard to, I wouldn't have found anyone unless someone referred me to that person. And as I kind of dug in, it was also hard to understand who would be good. You know, so when you're looking for an acupuncturist or a massage therapist or a doula or a Reiki practitioner, how do you know that someone's good? What do they have to do? How many years should they have studied? How long should they have worked with patients? And there was no information like that on the web. And, you know, having worked in the internet business for a long time, I realized there was a lot of leverage that, you know, we could get if someone created a directory, which started to match integrative health practitioners or what we call complementary and alternative medicine practitioners with consumers looking for them. And so that was really the inspiration. We, you know, kind of set forth then creating a database that you could access online called jillslist.com. And for about a year, we just went out to the industry in 50 different disciplines and built relationships to drive practitioners to sign up for Jill's List. And then we check all of their credentials and make sure that they have substantial credentials in their area of expertise.
So what types of practitioners are on Jill's List?
So there's there are about 50 different disciplines covered, and at this point there are holistic doctors in addition to complementary and alternative medicine providers. So there's everyone from holistic dentists or cardiologists who look at their patients and treatment solutions holistically, to acupuncturists, massage therapists, craniosacral therapists, doulas, nutritionists, nutritional counselors, yoga therapists. So effectively, Jill's Place is a really interesting place to go to kind of see the spectrum of what we call the other side of healthcare. There's so many different techniques and trained professionals who can provide very low invasive care, most often very cost effective care also, especially for chronic illnesses. And so you can go to Jill's List, you can learn about what types of disciplines are out there that might tackle things that you have, or just ways to stay well. And then you can also dig in and kind of see where practitioners in your area. You can look at rating the ratings and reviews of other consumers and other colleagues, and then you can also invite practitioners to join.
That's a good idea as well. Now, what can people do to be healthier, speaking of health and all the things that we have been speaking about and from your experience?
Yeah, so generally speaking, you know, there's lots of things that people can do to be healthier, and certainly as a country, we've become more and more sick, unfortunately, over the past number of years. And, you know, there's lots of talk right now about how it's sinking the healthcare system, maybe sinking the country economically. Healthcare, you know, is about about 20% of our overall budget, and that's only for people who are on Medicare and Medicaid, and then, you know, companies cover the rest of the cost. Well, and we don't cover everyone, by the way, about 15% of Americans who aren't even covered. And so it's really important that all of us look at ways to be healthier. And it's hard to be healthy in today's world. We've got all kinds of foods being marketed to us that aren't necessarily great for us, maybe even cause disease. It's hard to discern what's good and what's not good. It's hard to discern what supplements actually are useful and not useful to you. But I think some simple things that people can do. Stress, by the way, you know, is responsible for about 70% of all chronic diseases, and everyone seems to be stressed out. So I think what people can do is try to start really simply. You know, look at the kinds of things that you're putting into your, you know, into your mouth. What sorts of things are in your diet? And if not you, especially, you know, your children, what sorts of things are we feeding them? And we really have to make sure that, you know, most of what we're feeding them, if not all, is you know, vegetables, fruits, really healthy meats, and grains. And then also, you know, things like mindfulness and meditation. And it doesn't need to be sitting in a corner. You can, you know, you can be just as meditative when you're running or walking as you can when you're sitting. But I think it's these really simple things that we somehow exclude from the day because we are all so stressed out and doing so many things that are the things that we should be doing to keep ourselves healthier. And so I've always found that having other people that I can work with, practitioners who can help me either create a pathway or just be supportive along the way, have provided a lot of sustainability in terms of being healthy. And that's really part of what we hope people find at Jill's List is people who can help them in whatever way they want to be helped, maybe just through relaxation techniques, maybe through really helping to understand what's in their cupboard and what shouldn't be there. You know, there are some great nutritionists on Jill's List who will do pantry makeovers and really sit down with the family and talk to them about what's in their kitchen today and maybe what alternatives could be there. And so there are tons of amazing, well-trained people across the country who are all at the ready to help Americans become more healthy. And again, it's really low-cost stuff, even more low-cost when you use, if you have one, a flex spending account or health savings account to pay for these services. You know, the government's given us these tax benefits to use pre-tax dollars to pay for these sorts of things. And using them, I think, also creates a healthy environment for someone.
Today we are speaking with Jill Shaw. She is the founder and CEO of Jill's List, an online marketplace for complementary, alternative, and integrative health care here on eHealth Radio's General Health Information Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Jill, I understand that Jill's List has created a premium product for employers. Tell us about that, if you would.
Sure. So along the lines of what I just mentioned, actually, flex spending accounts, we, in talking with a number of companies, we have noticed that many of them, well, first of all, many of them, the larger employers, are moving to high deductible health plans where the health plan overall has a much bigger deductible before coverage kicks in. And they're coupling those with health savings accounts. And in addition, lots of companies have flex spending accounts. And so those are accounts that you may be familiar with that, and that the person who has the account can choose to put money into the account. And if it's used for spending on healthcare, you don't pay taxes on those dollars. So now on average, basically what you're doing is creating about 30% more in income on the dollars that you put into your account. Well, those account dollars can be used to pay for everything from acupuncture to yoga. And sometimes you have to have your doctor weigh in and say, yes, they're doing this to treat a particular condition, but that's pretty easy. Most doctors are happy to do that. And so what our product does, which companies are starting to purchase premium memberships for their employees to, allows you to see whether or not something is covered, request a doctor's note, verifying that you're doing it for a medical reason, and then also saving all of your receipts. So it's really easy to process your flex spending account returns at the end of a year or somewhere during the year. And we found that those are major pain points for employees and reasons they don't use them today, as well as the fact that they just don't even know that the yoga that they're already doing can be paid for much more cost effectively. And so we're partnering with companies to help just get the word out and help educate and then help manage their employees' flex spending accounts.
What would you like to see for the future of healthcare?
I think it's a really interesting time, partially because I can't imagine it getting much worse, and so things have to, I think, get better to some degree. And there's so much innovation happening right now across the country in terms of making healthcare more accessible, making it more cost effective, making it more useful, helping doctors and patients make better decisions. And so I think the future of healthcare, what I would love to see is the right things come together to really change some of the current trends, almost reverse them. I mean, if you look at the trend for chronic disease in this country, it's certainly the thing that kills us. You know, we understand very well now how to manage viruses, but and treat them, but we are not very good at all at treating stuff that's, you know, entirely within our bandwidth to take care of. And so things like chronic disease management and the reduction of horrible diseases like diabetes and heart disease, you know, all of those things that are caused by inflammation, those are all things that we can completely help and treat. So I guess, you know, if I wanted to look at the future of healthcare, I'm hoping that it becomes more collaborative, that traditional medicine accesses complementary and alternative medicine more and more. They are. 1 in 30 patients are referred to mind-body medicine right now by their doctors to things like yoga and meditation. And I hope it becomes much more cost-effective entirely for the system, that we just find ways to shake money out of the healthcare system and so that we can put it into other things that this country really needs.
Good way of thinking. Now, where can our listeners be in touch and get more information about Jill's List online?
Sure. So if they want to use Jill's List, they just go to jillslist.com. And they can find practitioners at invite practitioners to join, rate and review practitioners. And if they are HR benefits managers or in some way, you know, they're third party managers of benefits or on the HR side of the business, they can email us at sales@jillslist.com or call our 800 number, which is 888-960-8033.
Excellent. And in conclusion, what is one tip that you would give our listeners in managing their health care?
I guess the simplest thing in managing their own health care is to look at the things that they think they can affect most easily. So, you know, what make changes in their diet or take a couple of extra steps a day, take a minute to breathe before they eat or before they go to sleep at night. But I also think they should look at the cost side of things. If they have ways to access flex spending accounts in order to use incentives from the government to save money on taking care of themselves, they should ask about those and try to understand them or, you know, come to us and we will help them understand it.
We've been speaking with Jill Shah. She is the founder and CEO of Jill's List, an online marketplace for complementary alternative and integrative health care. And the website of reference, once again, is simply jillslist.com. Jill, thanks so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Great. Thank you, Eric.
You're very welcome. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio in the General Health Information Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.